Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Show. What do we have this week, Brian?
Hey, Rosh, happy to be here. And spring has sprung naturally here in Michigan. It's going to be 80 today, and I'm thinking about summer. And you know what we're doing in our house? We are using AI to help plan our summer. So nice. I want to go into some cool details and stuff we're doing there. I want to just talk about how we're using AI on our mobile devices and give some advice, you know, to our listeners. And then also there's some really cool news going on with Apple and ChatGPT. So I want to shed some light on that. What do you have going on?
Yeah, no, that'll be good. I think we're in the same groove here. I wanted to share a number of things that I've done over the last week, different things that I've done personally and with clients using AI. And then also that just got me thinking about what is next. And there's a few things that are happening with OpenAI. They're having an announcement coming up probably while we're doing this podcast, and it's supposed to be a huge announcement. But maybe we'll check in. Maybe we can pause.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can,
we'll come back so we're not a week behind. It's like we talked about the new news last week that everybody knew for a week. So anyway, those are my topics. So maybe let's plan on that and let's just kind of pause it in about 10 minutes. But let's first get right to your topics.
All right, cool. Yeah. So summer's is coming right now, and we've got a toddler, and we're really interested in STEM material, to teach him science, mathematics, different things like that. But we don't necessarily want to send him away to a full-on STEM school.
Right.
So we're using AI to develop some STEM curriculums and some budget-friendly STEM things we can do at home. Yeah. And it was pretty cool. There's a lot of really good suggestions in there. And, you can work with the budget back and forth, obviously. I mentioned a few weeks ago that my wife used it for garden bed planning, and the garden already starting to pop and looking good. Nice. So that's been great. Vacation planning. This is the next step for vacation planning rather than just trying to Google and figure, your way out, or maybe hoping to find a good blog about, fun things to do in a certain area. Instead of that, ask your AI the right questions to plan your vacation and give it all the variables, all the caveats, hey, I'm traveling with a toddler, or I don't like roller coasters, or, whatever it is you throw in there. Definitely use your AI to plan your vacation. A lot of people, when it's summertime, they're going to be hosting a lot of events and having people over. And if you're looking for suggestions of food, maybe something different, you want to break the mold of what you would traditionally serve. I know we've got our few go-tos when people come over. And if you're looking for something to really get the conversation going, ask AI of different ways to, theme your party or have, different food or make the music match, different things like that. And then my last one is, I mentioned budget earlier, you can find more budget-friendly activities. So, I know that inflation's hitting a lot of different people and some things are really expensive. I know, McDonald's is up 100% over the last 3 or 4 years. So, there's a lot of things that are getting more expensive. So let's use the AI to save money. And with your budget-friendly activities, one of my favorite things I've liked to do is open up the fridge, take a picture of it, upload it to AI and say, what can I make?
That's great. Think of all the things you could do like that with just the simple photo.
Exactly. Yeah. So, that's just some ways to kind of train our brain to look at this summer with all the activities. And, it's great, especially speaking from Michigan, we live for the summer. And this is our whole year, we wait for this. And, try to make your summer something out of the ordinary by asking AI to suggest some different things. And, using different ones, using ChatGPT, using Gemini, using Perplexity, get some different answers from some different AI programs. If, you feel like you're getting the same answers from the same one.
Right.
I was watching my wife earlier today, just playing on Gemini, getting answers for different things and going through. And it's become so integral to our process and to, both our work and our home life.
Yeah.
And you said you've been using, what are some of the new unique things that you've been using?
Sure. Before I get into mine, just some of the stuff that you had mentioned, creating the party a lot of times we have to entertain. Maybe we're entertaining clients. Maybe we're entertaining other creatives. We're networking in the community and coming up with unique ideas and cost-effective ideas. Sometimes cost-effective is really important when you're in a creative business. And so I think that was a good idea. I mean, you're talking about home, but that a lot of those things can be applied to everyday creative, whether it's business or just your creative life. And I thought that was really good.
Yeah. One of the prompts I really like, just to start to interject there.
No, fine.
To bootstrap, you know, that kind of that theory of, you know, trying to make it as cheap as possible using all the different things. You use that in your prompt to, you know, get it back and it understands what you're talking about.
Nice. Very good. So, you know, I did a few things this week. One thing was for a client that worked out really, really well, and he had a request. And so I worked on that, but I did create some images using Firefly, and I really liked the images. The image quality was excellent. When we go to DALL-E, quite often it's still a little cartoonish, you know, it still has that, but Firefly is just right on. I mean, even the hands, pretty good most of the time. You may, they, it gives you
six
four
fingers is fine. I mean,
or they're a little wide in the center, things like that. You know, it's a little alien thing. But for the most part, the people part, it's really good and gives me what I want. So I used it for a few blog posts that were related. I couldn't find the image that I wanted. I wanted them very specific, and I used them, and they weren't necessarily, they're kind of the SEO blog posts out there. So it didn't matter. It wasn't necessarily representing my client's company or me specifically. It was more of a link development kind of a thing. And it worked out well. And in that situation, I'll often do the other thing. I did this for both me, one of my websites, my photography websites, as well as a client website. And that's, of course, using AI for general, just general writing foundational elements, and then build in and rewrite it a little bit. But it gives you some nice topics to work from. I also used AI for titles for my latest YouTube video, just perfect to think about what are some of the different ways I could, for example, and I think this is a good trick that maybe I think a lot of people should listen to, especially if you want to use AI to, YouTube to develop your creative business, is to create another video or multiple videos based on your best performing videos. A lot of times you say, oh, I already did that. Well, you know, if it's your best performing video, that means you got to do it again if you want to keep growing and your best one. So using AI to try to get a very clickable version of the same topic that's very similar. And that's kind of what I used it for. I used to also used it to condense an article. Somebody sent me an article, and there's a lot there. And so I said, hey, here it is. Just give me the high points. And
dude,
that was great.
Read.
I love doing that. It's so that's nice, perfect. Especially the business stuff. And the last one was I used Photoshop to add hair. And believe me, it worked
yourself?
Well. It was for a client. Okay. And I used the Photoshop beta version. And I said, I need hair. I said, a light amount of hair, you know, just filling it in. Gave me three versions. Two were horrid, but one was perfect. Oh, and nice. The client loved it because it didn't look outrageous. I just, you know, layered it in there and it looked just perfect. And so adding hair, I have hope it's going to happen. It's
well, at least
happen.
Your digital avatars can have it.
Yes. So anyway, so I was thrilled that that works so well because, you know, working with hair is tough as it is in Photoshop. It's getting so much better that the AIs know how to work with hair and blended this hair perfectly. It didn't look like it's, you know, he had plugs in his head or was just straight. It was literally just added a little thickness to the hair. And that was nice. Tremendous. So
cool.
There we go.
They have some fun uses. So, you know, throughout the week, I find that I use AI more on my mobile device than I do on desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I really thought, you know, for our audience that's, you know, some good advice is to, you know, install your favorite AI app onto your phone. So I have the full paid version of ChatGPT, and, you know, a lot of times I'll post reels for my clients and I'm going to have to do it from my phone, from the Meta Business Suite app on my phone. And it gives me different tools, different things. So if I need, you know, a big collection of hashtags, you know, the 30 hashtags to make that reel pop the right way, I can use AI to, you know, generate that and copy paste it right there on my phone. I don't have to go back and forth between desktop and not. And then, you know, I was on site visiting a place that I used to work 10 years ago. I still do their social media. And I was talking to them about a drone video, and their current social media guy came up to me. And, you know, he's just asking me different questions. So I showed him, you know, some of the different tricks and all the different things that I use my ChatGPT app for on my phone. You know, and I even showed him uploading a picture, uploading some documents, different things like that. And, you know, I came up with 10 content creation ideas for him right there on the spot. And he was pretty floored by the fact that, you know, I could get all this information right away. And, you know, so we went and immediately downloaded the app, of course. And I told him, I'm like, you know, if you don't pay, you'll have GPT 3.5. You know, it's at least good enough. But if you're doing this every day and, you know, actually doing it for your, you know, work, I suggest, you know, paying the $20 a month and getting the full use out of it. So, yeah, so it's pretty cool. And I love having it on my phone. I have noticed that things like the search on the iPhone and the search in the Facebook app on the iPhone right now have a little AI symbol. So it's getting integrated more and more.
It is.
And yeah, so like you said, you know, it's not in our toaster yet, but it's working its way there. Right.
Getting close.
So, but yeah, speaking of that, you said, you know, you've got, well, you know, what's coming next?
So what's next is that we paused and we listened to the new OpenAI announcement for GPTs and what's happening. And you took notes, so I'm going to lean a little bit on you, but I do know this, that O is for Omni, which is basically like omni-channel all in one. They're trying to make the AI platforms just seamless. They announced a desktop version and, you know, so long Siri, and Siri hasn't been that, Siri's okay, you know, but it does what it does. But now I think this whole idea of that everything working together, you know, DALL-E 3, being able to, I heard them uploading specific charts and being able to do all this stuff. That's pretty cool. But you have a big announcement for the free users.
Yes. So, yeah, they just said the GPT 4.0. Now, this is not 4.0. It's for lowercase o. Again, like you said, the big announcement that stands for Omni. And it is now all these advanced features that we've been talking about 4.0 for so long with the uploads of, you know, images are now all available for the free users. So that's a big deal. One of their, you know, it seems, you know, like OpenAI's mission statement is to provide these tools for free across the board to, you know, just hopefully help society. You know, they said that it's going to be much more seamless between text and audio and visual. So it's going to be, you know, just like you said, a much more seamless process all across the board.
And I think really where they want to go is just to be able to talk to it, talk to you. And even I mean, sometimes you may be right, but for the most part, I mean, just like texting is sometimes it's best to text and sometimes it's best to call. And it's, I think it's going to be the same thing. Sometimes you just talk to it and sometimes you put text in it, but it should all be seamless and you don't have to go to different areas. So go ahead. I cut you off there.
No, that was great. And you know, what they did say is that it's available now. I mean, that's when they went live. So I'm excited to reopen my ChatGPT and play with it a bit. And I'm sure we will definitely revisit this topic next week and see, you know.
Yeah, a little bit deeper. Kind of play with it.
Dive deeper. Yeah, I'm excited.
See what happens. And I think, you know, that whole idea of, you know, it's going to be in your toaster. Well, here we go. Yeah. I mean, they're just pulling it all together now to make it seamless. The idea is like, look, we have something good. Mm-hmm. They feel that, and it's been said a number of times by Sam Altman, for ChatGPT 4 is going to seem like, you know, a stupid little chat bot not too long from now. And that's going to be the case. And now that they're pulling this all together, that'll make it seem that way too, just because of its abilities to do everything. Hey, make me a picture of a sunrise over the mountains. Okay, here you go.
And write a limerick about it too.
Exactly. You know, that's the thing. And then, because have you ever had just a pure conversation with the, not typing, just talking back and forth? Have you ever done
that? With myself or with the GPT? No, I'm just kidding.
We've all done that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, I think a conversation, that's hard to, because a conversation, I kind of want to get, you know, emotion and different things from somebody. Yeah. So I don't think I've quite had like a conversation with it, but I've definitely used it like advanced research and, you know, prompted it to ask for more. But what about you?
Yeah, no, I've had conversations about different topics. And I mean, the weird thing is the pause. You do have to pause until it's done. You can't interrupt it like I interrupt you. I mean, it needs to be, you need to wait till it's done. It's been great practice. Then I ask a question and go back and forth. Say, hey, do you want to know more? So it's good. It can be enjoyable if you get a good rhythm going about a topic. I know I remember maybe a number of months ago, I was just talking about, you know, space flight or something. And it was just back and forth sharing. And it shared ideas about things that were coming up, future plans of NASA that I had no idea. I had to check some of them out and they were true. So it was pretty good. You know,
Using, you know, the conversational cues to give you some insight on something else that might be interesting, which is why you have a conversation with somebody.
Exactly. Precisely. I shouldn't know all the answers, you know, necessarily The neat thing is, and this is what I've noticed since the early days, is it will, even in the 3-5 era, it would know that, hey, you probably want a little more information over here too, although you didn't ask.
Right.
And I mean, I was always impressed at the fact that I would type it in and half the words were misspelled when I was typing quickly with my thumbs and it still knew what I meant.
Yes.
You know, that was amazing.
Yell at me because my grammar is so poor. You know, one last point that I wanted to make today that I think today's announcement does kind of go hand in hand with is the fact that Apple, if you didn't notice, Apple stock took a big jump today because they did announce just a few days ago that they are directly in conversations with OpenAI to have ChatGPT just come regularly installed on the Apple phone. So again, that's that seamless integration. And like what you mentioned a few weeks ago, that will AI even be a thing in a few years, or it'll just be the way that computing works?
Yeah. And you know, that's a great point to bring back up because that's kind of what this Omni is. That's what the O is, just seamlessly being there.
Yeah.
Just seamlessly being in your toaster. It's a seamlessly being wherever you are to be able just to ask a question. Hey, computer, we're looking at, you know, Star Trek here. You know, it's just that kind of a thing. So... yeah.
And one of the other announcements that they had today that I had in my notes too, and I know we had alluded to this when we were talking about Turbo or 4.5 or whatever was coming next, but was the availability to have memories from your previous chats and have that carry over. So it's like you've got not just a hire for one day assistant, you've got a full-time assistant that remembers your discussions from 2 months ago.
That's what I need.
Exactly.
I have family for that. Don't worry. All right. Well, very good. Well, obviously there's going to be a lot more and we'll talk about that in the next show. So those of you who, I will make sure this show goes on YouTube immediately.
Yeah.
I will take the full credit and responsibility for YouTube videos not going up as quick as possible, but I have tested the shorts out and that was working out well, creating their horizontal video into vertical video in the system I'm using. I know some systems are really easy, but I generally use iMovie. And so I need to figure out how to do that with that. But anyway, nonetheless, I think we have got a good topic already for next week as we get to work and experiment with what's new. And hopefully you will join us next week.
Sounds good. Yeah, to follow us, it's creativeentrepreneurshow.com and all the different channels and ways to listen. And we look forward to talking to you next week.